The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning. It is 7:05, March the 20th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Just go in there and say you want to listen to us, and then you can join the chat room also. At least I'm pretty sure that's what happens. I have a new computer today, and I am so proud of it.
Yay!
I can't use it, but I am proud of it. And speaking of being proud, here it is. Proud Bad Bob.
Good morning, and still trying to figure out how it works. Is that what's going on here, boss?
Well, yeah, it's just, do people have to do this? Mine was always been set up before. They have to go through all this?
There we go. Generally, yes. You
know. Okay, just
well, congratulations. That's not a bad brand as such things go.
But, this is the one that's been sitting on my desk for the last 2 years.
Oh, okay. Well, you said new.
Well,
so
it's
I
new
thought
for in here.
Maybe
you had
finally purchased something that was, fairly
recent vintage.
The only
thing I purchased
vintage.
New is you.
Okay? You did get a new phone yesterday.
I got a new phone. I did. It's true. And I am, why? Because I am technically challenged. And so I got one of those phones that you could take in emails and all that. And I realized the only thing I was ever getting on it was a message, a text message from you saying, "Where are you?" So now I've got one.
The leash.
It's hardened. Dust, water, being dropped, all those things. It's a hardened phone that I needed. So I now have it. And speaking of a hardened veteran of the radio news,
Bob's got on the phone.
It's Linda.
Oh, welcome.
I know, he's already said hello.
Oh, yes. Well, hello, Earth to Linda. Good morning. How do you feel? 42 degrees outside in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're going to have 50% of showers today at 53 degrees. I'll get my mouth working here. A slight chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 46. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Now, called out there yesterday, the sit-down dinner is sold out. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they sold out all the tickets for Ann Coulter.
I believe they've got a few still left for the meet and greet, which is beforehand.
Well, that's where she's going to be speaking, though, and you get a chance to get a autograph book and all that. But it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be a good talk.
So that's at Ensemble Vineyards, and I'm going to give you the number, 474-5546. Call and say, and you'd be ready to put your credit card in or how you're going to make your payment, because there's been people who have said that they're going to pay and haven't, and those seats have been filled. So you got to do it if you're going to do it. And that's, of course, this Friday. Right now, we always love our market moment, the minute of the update of what's going on. Let's go right to the phones to Chris Lasondak. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading session, and the markets are lower. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 83 points at 13,156. The S&P 500 is down 7 points at 1,402. Well, the NASDAQ Composite is down 20 points at 3,058. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 125 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 36 cents at $9.89. Sprint Nextel down 4 cents at $2.72. General Electric off 10 cents at $20.10, while Ford is down 18 cents at $12.45. Of local interest, PG&E up 15 cents at $43.30. Safeway's down 13 cents at $21.53. And North Valley Bank is up 54 cents at $11.67. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.35%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.38. Oil's down $1.82 a barrel at $106.27, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $8 an ounce at $16.52.40, while silver is down 81 cents at $32.40. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
That, of course, is our Wells Fargo market of the moment.
Market of the moment.
Market of the minute, market of the moment. Isn't it all the same?
The Monday heat through, of the moment?
That's yes. right. Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Our Wells Fargo Minute from our Market Minute from the Wells Fargo Advisors, located out on Park Marina Drive.
All right, we need to take a break.
And we
when
do.
We come back, we're
going to... I'm really upset about something.
All right, we'll hear about it when we come back. KCNR 1460.
How sweet it is to be loved.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team, working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, March the 20th.
20th, can you believe it already?
Yeah, 7:13 in the morning.
We're flying.
Yeah.
24th, we have all these events that's happening. We have the Turtle Bay auction.
Oh, 23rd, Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter's in town, and they've sold out the dinner, but they've still got some tickets left for just the talk and the book signing.
That, so, of course, is a UPREP auction.
UPREP auction is going on in Turtle Bay.
Thursday night on my show, On the Spot with Linda Bott, we have the cast of Hairspray. I'm looking forward to that. Maybe we'll get some previews of some of the songs they've been rehearsing on. Well, right now we've got some very special, beautiful women
there
in
is,
the house.
And there's something happened on Sunday, though. And okay. Nothing else is happening on Sunday except this. The Home Run Derby fundraiser for the family of Mark Ratledge, the firefighter that was killed out on the freeway when the car ran into him. And we have Leslie Miles and Kelly Wooden there. So good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, tell us a little bit about this.
At the memorial service, I believe it was the chaplain that was speaking, was saying one of the ways to continue to honor Mark was every time you see a person in uniform, whether it's police officer, firefighter, whoever it may be, to walk up and say thank you and shake their hands. And this is just our way to remember Mark and to help Jennifer and the kids. And we're just, every firefighter officer we see, we're just walking up and saying thank you. And, hey, have you heard about our Home Run Derby? And
now, did either one of you know Mark?
We've both been friends with Jennifer, his fiance. I've known Jennifer since kindergarten. And Les has known her since high school. And one of the things that we wanted to do is be able to help the family through the time. And so what we've done is we've incorporated Mark's friends so that they can come down and honor him in different ways. So
the okay, now there's going to be a lot of things happening there. First of all, it's going to be at the Reading Softball Park Sunday at 2 p.m. It's across from the Reading Library. It's only $5, but you get a barbecue. Plate of barbecue.
Yep.
You get drinks for $1 and candy for $1. You've got over 100 prizes to raffle in silent auction,
wow,
including a 16-sleeper houseboat.
Wow.
From Holiday Harbor, worth $4,700. You've got Mark Ratledge wristbands for a dollar. You can, you know, you're selling tickets, you know, different groups of tickets for different prizes. But all this is to go to help the, I guess you would say, the family of Mark Ratledge. And he was fatally injured on the freeway, if I remember right.
Yes.
Very recently.
February 29th, when a car came through and struck him. And, you know, one of the things when you say thank you and you go up to a firefighter or a first responder or a policeman, but also a veteran, and you see a soldier, they're all first responders, and they're always putting their lives on the line for us. And, you know, sometimes we get in the middle of things, and we forget that. We're in the middle of, you know, fights about money and all that. That the first responders, the ones that kick in the door, that walk in, you know, the house and rescue people, or they're pulling people out of cars and all that. And sometimes we forget that part of their jobs, that they put themselves in harm's way like this. So this sounds like a good way of getting people together for this.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We want to do something that would honor Mark and his family and all the commitment that they've done to the community, but also make something that might be a little bit healing, something that we could do that would be a fun activity. And getting the houseboat from Holiday Harbor and all the wonderful community involvement has been insanely great. I can't tell you the response we've had has just been tremendous. It's been very uplifting.
Well, firefighters in general, and like Carl was saying, first responders, within a moment of a second, just making a choice and putting their expertise and themselves in the way of something can save how many lives. And so tell us, it's Sunday, March 26th. This is a 2 p.m. Excuse me.
March 25th.
Sorry, you guys. It's Sunday,
March 25th.
I'm looking right out there. I can't see it.
2 p.m. Reading Softball Park. It's going to cost. And now it's free to get in. It's not going to cost anything to get in. But if you want to buy. It's March 25th.
It's this Sunday.
At 2 p.m.
Yes. And we're going to do it rain or shine because a firefighter went and checked the weather to come in and help you.
So. Great. Okay, so give us where the Reading Softball Park is.
Right across from the Reading Library. It's the main softball field.
So we can see it when we drive down Cypress.
That's it. And you can, you know, right down there. And
it's not Tiger Field. It's the one off the other park.
Okay.
Off the other park. Okay, again, they have food, drinks, and great raffle prizes, and this is a great way to help a family.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Leslie Miles and Kelly Wooden. Phone numbers, if anybody needs to get a hold of you?
You can reach me, Kelly Wooden, at 440-4211, or Leslie Miles at 356-7225.
Okay, is there anything else we need to know about this, ladies?
We need cheeks in the seats. Everybody come on down.
Cheeks in the seats.
Cheeks in the seats. Gotta come on down.
You better explain that to my staff. They may be sitting upside down.
It is called the Home Run Derby. There's a fundraiser.
Oh, now, what do you do? Now, is
Home
gonna
Run
be
Derby.
Anybody going to be
hitting
softball?
Yeah, we have teams that are participating.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Kids. So we have a kids division. We have a 10 to 13 division, a 14 to 18 division. And basically it's to hit it out of the park. And so we're bringing the fences in for the smaller divisions. For the adult divisions, we'll have the regular fence that's already up.
Uh-huh.
And I've already been promised by a few guys out at Big League Dreams that they're shooting for City Hall. So
Shooting for City Hall,
City Hall.
Are they using softballs?
Yeah, we're going to use a machine and
okay.
softball bat.
Oh, okay.
So are you saying the houseboat from Holiday Harbor, which is, you know, of course, 100 prizes to raffle, is that's a lot. You've got an outpouring, of course.
Yeah.
But you're saying the houseboat that sleeps 16 is going to be on the silent auction?
No, what we're going to do is we're going to have three different raffles. We're going to have a crown prize raffle. We're going to have a rat raffle, and then we're also going to have a main raffle. And then we'll also have a silent auction for specific items. But the Holiday Harbor one is obviously our biggest
live. Yeah.
And
that's a big one. Gosh.
Yeah, huge. And we can't thank Steve Berry and his staff.
$4,700 value. Well, it all goes for a worthy cause because the money that is made that year will be going to the family of Mark Ratledge, who is the firefighter we know here from the North State, who recently just lost his life, and we thank you so much for coming forward and putting your energies together in order to help support Mark's family.
This has all happened in about 12 to 13 days,
yeah.
And the rat raffle, just to clarify that, is Mark's number was 23, and Kelly has designed a logo, and we're doing a one-time limited edition printing of 23 shirts, and his friends and colleagues used to call him Rat, so we're calling it the Rat Raffle, and we're really hoping that those that knew him and loved him will cherish those shirts. So.
That's this Sunday at 2 p.m.
March 25th.
That's this Sunday.
Leslie and Kelly, thank you so much for
what
you do.
Thank you so much.
Another great reason to live up here in the North Shore.
Yes,
like you all.
Thank you,
Leslie. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Call in the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Again, community radio, where we support our people here in the North State.
KCNR 1460.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
Shoppers at Carmona's Appliance Center's annual private sale took advantage of huge savings on name brand appliances.
I couldn't believe the selection and the prices on all the appliances I needed for my kitchen remodel.
The sale was a huge success, but we still have a warehouse overloaded with appliances, so we've extended our sale prices to the public through Saturday the 25th. Our stores are bulging with washers and dryers, dishwashers, disposals, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, and more. All our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including floor models and one-of-a-kind items, are priced to move and backed by our parts and service departments. Plus, 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, and at Carmona's, we'll meet or beat any local advertised price, or it's free with no credit check necessary. Your local brand source dealer is Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our appliance and mattress location at 330 Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Depending on what day it is, we've had spring, summer, and winter all in the same week. We're delivering kerosene every day, Monday through Friday. You can tell our drivers because they're the ones with the snowshoes and the big stocking hats. We had a lot of folks this year step up and bought bigger and newer heaters. So give Johnny a call and ask about trading in your old heater on a new one. We do take trade-ins. We are selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallons to the big forklift tanks. We're selling a lot of clear pearl now for all the portable heaters and red kerosene for all the others. We have urea exhaust fluid for all the newer pickups and big rigs, anywhere from 2.5 gallon to 55-gallon barrels. Sherry is doing a lot of the pay-forward accounts now, so get on the Northern Lights Energy Inc. .com if you want to order fuel or just check out our heaters. And if you want to talk to a real person, just give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. Calling in the Bot. It is 7:24 in the morning. That was a good, I love the North State. People get together for this to help the family of Ratledge, who was Mark Ratledge, that was killed out there. He was trying to help people, another firefighter. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is the owner. Take a look at at what Jeff does. He can repair those little dings in your windshield or cracks up to 24 inches. I can't say enough about him. You know, I can't say enough about Jeff Wurst, 3208 South Market Street. Give him a phone call at 530-241-8373. He will fix your windshield, and he guarantees it. What can I say about that? Guarantees his work.
Okay, currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR, 7:24 in the morning on this 20th. I promise you, I will try to get all of those numbers straight. Now you are amping up
here. Yeah, well, you know,
expanding.
It's, you know, they're doing it again, my friends. The spotted owl raises its fluffy little feathers. And this is what, of course, the spotted owl is not doing, because the spotted owl can't do anything. It can't even cohabitate with the larger owls. But the feds are going after more land. The headlines said, bigger owl habitat proposed. No, Record Searchlight, I love you guys. It should have said, feds attack private use of land again. And what they're doing, they're proposing that they double the size of the acreage for the spotted owls, up to 10 million acres. 10 million acres in California, Washington, and Oregon as critical habitat for the spotted owl. Now, that includes BLM land and, of course, forestry land, but over 1 million, let's say it again, 1 million acres of private property that they want to make into spotted owl habitat, protected property. Now, as they say, well, we really do want to work with the private landowners. Did you get that part? We really do want to work with the private landowners. But what they're saying is that if not, we're just going to impose on you that you cannot use your property the way, you know, it's your property, but you can't use it. Just like they've done before. You can't log it. You can't build in it. You can't do anything. Again, this is something they tried 2 years ago, and it was taken apart in the courts, but they're coming back again. They attempted to revise the area, but they couldn't do it. Now, everybody knows, as Ann Forrest Burns, Vice President of American Forest Resource Council, said, that you can't manage the forest as long as the spotted owl issue is there. And what's happening is it's wildfires and the competing barred owl that's causing a lot of the problem. So here we go again. And it's in the, but the bottom line on this, it's one thing to say, okay, we're going to expand this in our federal lands because the feds own that. But when you go into 1 million acres of private landowners, what gives them the right to do that? If it seems like the spotted owl continues to decline, yet the logging industry has gone way down in this area. And so what's the cause of it? Is it fires? Is it because the land is not cleared, it's not thinned? Because, of course, you can't do that. Can't use the biomass that's there. So instead there's fires, and so the spotted owl gets killed. Or the barred owls, which are a much better predator that moves into the area and forces them out. So what are you going to do about that? In the name of environmentalism and saving spotted owls, let's kill the barred owls. I don't think there's something wrong with that someplace. Okay, one more. The High Court, the Supreme Court today, takes on a very unpopular law. They're looking at that individual mandate that forces you, an American citizen, to buy insurance for your health coverage. Now, the vast majority of the people in this country are against that individual mandate. They are against it. And I'm talking Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians, a vast majority of them are against being forced into buying health insurance. And in fact, let me tell you what one of the critics said. If things were that easy, I would mandate everybody to buy a house, and that would solve the problem of homelessness. Who said that? President Obama, as a presidential candidate who was against health insurance mandates. That's right. He was against them before he was for them. And again, you've got Republicans that were for them before they were against them, like Mr. Romney. But the bottom line is 80% of the people have insurance already, either through government or business or whatever. But this is where the Supreme Court meets. This is where they can strike down this law. They can say you will not be forced by this government, by any government, to buy a product, And that's exactly what it's saying. And if they do that, the rest of the wheels come off this poorly, poorly thought out, ill-conceived plan that is costing people the medical insurance and costing people the medical care that they've had before. The fact they say if you've got the medical care you like now, it will not change. That is an absolute lie, and it costs twice as much as they said it was going to cost. Call on the bot. We're going to take a break for the newsroom and come back, and we've got our guest from a local business. Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the trading day in a sea of red. Disappointing economic news out of China is weighing heavily on the markets here in the United States. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down roughly 91 points. Meanwhile, Tiffany's stock is the sparkle on Wall Street today. The luxury retailer is bullish about the year ahead, raising its earnings forecast. The company also expects revenue to increase 10% because of its expansion in Asia and the Americas. As for the fourth quarter, Tiffany's profit fell short of estimates. Revenue was in line with analyst expectations. And there is some encouraging news on the U.S. housing market. Now, although housing starts fell in February, the number of permits issued for future construction jumped to its highest in nearly 3.5 years. Last month's housing starts came in lower than expected to an annual rate of 698,000. On the flip side, building permits rose more than 5%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Leaking gutters or leaky roof? Need new doors and windows or just looking for interior design ideas? Jeff and Shirley invite you to the Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From home theater systems to home mortgage experts, pools, spas, barbecues, and health and wellness professionals, you'll find it all at the original Home and Garden Expo featuring local businesses, great ideas, and exclusive show-only discounts. Inside out, top to bottom, find everything you need all at the Spring Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Talk with your local experts for advice on the newest design concepts and technology, including the latest in everything green, interior designers, furniture, and everything for the garden. Bring the whole family. Gates open at 10 a.m. Get your free plant courtesy of Orchard Supply Hardware and have a free house key made at the Carroll's Lock and Key booth. Popovich Productions invite you to spend the day at your original Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Be sure to pick up your discount admission card at Palmer's Furniture, BCI Landscape, Integrity Heating and Air, or Carpet One, and find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a very choice assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning, March the 20th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and chatting. And we're also out at livestream.com/Free Fire Radio. So you can see us inside our little abode here. You can see Linda with her orange top and her orange hat with raggedy hat that you paid extra money for to make it look like that.
Yes, I did.
How do you do that?
I rolled over it a few times in my car instead of you. Chance of showers today with temperatures around 53 degrees. Slight chances tonight. Around 46. It looks like we have 64 and a 46 tomorrow night as well, and the rest of the week we've got rain, which we'll take. We absolutely love the weather.
Bad Bob's going, me too. What is that? You want to run drive over me
weather
too,
is always Bob? Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. And guess what they have in stock? They've got new coffee, Portland Blend, which is a definite rich flavor with a medium body, and Italian roast, of course. Dark flavor, mild body with an enticing aroma. Coffee special of the month. Here's where you come in. Cookies and cream.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, dear.
A blended 20-ounce coffee drink for just $3. And they have, they're closing out on their leather jackets in the back.
Half off on leather jackets.
You have to go in the back because I think they're not even out on stock. Do you have a leather jacket? Limited sizes. And they're selling, they're closing out on the t-shirts, $5. So, you know, here's your time to Christmas shop. Just put that stuff in the closet. Well,
you need to get that stuff ready for your bike riding this year. And, you know, of course, the funnest walk-in humidor in the state. Yeah, it's just great. Everything they have there. And, Bad Bob, I saw your eyes brighten up when she talked about running over me.
No, I was getting a visual on the running over the jacket instead of running over you.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, I was wearing the hat when she was rolling over. That was what the problem is.
I was working on that visual.
Okay, yeah, I know you were enjoying it because you're living vicariously through her running over me.
That's why you see a tire track.
I've seen that look on your face sometimes when I'm saying, "Well, why didn't you push that button?" You know, in your mind, I'm seeing, "Why didn't you push that button?"
Okay, we have a very special guest that's in the house, so we've got a lot of stuff to get down with him.
Okay.
And wow, talk about somebody who's doing some interesting things with his life.
Chuck Kinney, owner of the Shasta Gas Propane Company, and welcome aboard here.
Well, thank you very much. It's great.
You have a great message that you're talking about. You were on Shasta Startup the other day, and plus you've been on our program before. So
it's been a while.
It's been a while. But you're talking about business and helping people, which is a lot of times you don't use the word business and helping people in the same sentence. So tell us what's going on here.
Well, 15 years ago, I explained on Shasta Startup, I became unemployed when they gave me a pink slip. And in Shasta County, sometimes that can be very frightening. But at 50 years old, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas Propane. And now 15 years later, we have 3,500 customers, and we employ 9 different families. We support 9 families out of our business. And I was talking about that on KCNR, encouraging people in our community that it's not the end of the world. That even at my ripe old age of 50 back then, you can start a business and be very successful. Well, we have now, I hate to use the term, but I could say evolved into a position where our focus these days is primarily we want to start doing good, not that we haven't been, but we want to do good while doing well. And a number of different people have talked about that. And in corporate life, there's an argument always going on. Well, it's not the corporation's responsibility to spend corporate profits on projects. Well, Judy and I own Shasta Gas Propane, and our goal and focus now is not only helping those people here in Shasta County, in our Northern California, our local community, but we're going to expand our tents a little bit. We're heading down to Roatan. In fact, I'm leaving tomorrow afternoon, evening. Now, Roatan is an island off the coast of Honduras, and it's has a population of 25,000 people, and it's a world-class dive site, and cruise ships go in there six or seven times a week.
It's one of the largest living reefs is in Australia, of course. The second largest is right down Roatan and Belize down there, and it's great diving.
Absolutely gorgeous diving. The interesting thing, it's the tale of two different worlds, because a lot of the local populous islanders still live in abject poverty and squalor. So one of the projects we want to accomplish during the next 10 days, Judy and I and some friends while we're down there, we're not doing this on our own, we're going down and drill a well in a local community of about 200 people.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and so it'll give us time to talk about that. So you're heading on down to Roatan to drill a well to give them water,
clear,
I assume?
Clean water.
Okay, and that leads us to some other things, too. So we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest, Chuck Kenny, Shasta Gas and Propane, but we're talking about what he's doing to help his fellow man and why he's doing this and how using business to help people can be a symbiotic relationship there. We'll be right back. Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Poker your passion? Stop by Wind River Casino and play in the $15,000 high-stakes spring classic tournament on April 7th at 10 a.m. at the Wind River Casino Event Center. This is a one-day tournament, so book your seat now. Your $170 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. A $50 rebuy will get you an additional $5,000 in chips. $17,000 in chips available with rebuys and bonuses. All entrants will be hosted to lunch. This major poker tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-UWIN, or online at WinRiverCasino.com. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $15,000 Spring Classic High Stakes Poker Tournament on Saturday, April 7th at 10 a.m. It's better on the river.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into Cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into Cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use Cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into Cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by North Valley Bank. Business of the Year in 2011, named by the Reading Chamber of Commerce as the Business of the Year. And it seems like the bank was chosen in part due to the fact that their employees go out there and volunteer to do so many things in our community. And that's kind of what we're talking about now, is helping our community, helping other people that are less fortunate. And in my own opinion, too, is we have great local banks. And before I ever went to a large Bank of America, I would always go to a local bank around here because you know the people. They know you. They know what the situations are around here, and they care about their community. That's what's important, caring about your community. And like in North Valley Bank was named Business of the Year, and part of that was because, for 2011, was because of caring for their community. All right, our guest, Chuck Kinney, Shasta Gas and Propane, another man who cares about our community but also about mankind. And, in fact, is traveling with some other people tomorrow to go down and bring something as simple to us as water, but is a life source to people down in this small island.
Off of Honduras. It's actually Roatan.
Okay.
Welcome back to the program. More
stuff. Chuck Kinney. Okay, now, Chuck, tell us what's happening. You're all going down. There's like 11 or 12 of you.
Well, actually, we have two groups that are in Honduras right now. One group is over on the mainland in Santa Barbara, and they are building a kitchen facility and a community facility on an orphanage in Santa Barbara, which is inland on the main island. Then we are going with a very small group, some friends of ours from Palisadro and from Oak Grove Bible Fellowship Church, and we're going to the island, which is 40 miles off the coast of the mainland. Roatan is an island that's 40 miles long, 4 miles wide. And there are going to be about five of us down there this week, and we've already met with and contacted a well driller. And we're going to drill a well in a community of over 200 people, and they have no water system. They have no well. They gather their water from the rain runoff on their roof. And in dry years, they have to truck their water. They have to buy water. So we want to go in and drill a well. Probably only put a hand pump on it, but at least they're going to be able to get clear, clean water out of the ground.
It's a neat mission. It's a worthy mission. It's about mankind at that point. But you were saying earlier at the break that there are several cruise ships. This is one of the runs. And, of course, in the daytime, if you've ever been on a cruise and you have, like, considered the private island of the cruise, like, say, Princess, per se, the island takes on this beautiful... you know, the people who come out and their tents and flags and things that you can buy. And then when the cruise packs up and leaves port that day, the true island people come out, and it's a different ballgame.
Within about 2 miles of the main port there on Roatan, there is a community called El Swampo. And dirt roads and absolutely poor. They don't have a sewage system. They do not have a water system. And it is abstract poverty. And we're not going to drill a well in that particular community. It's down too close to the water, to the ocean, salt water. We're going to go up on the hills a little ways and be able to get into some fresh water. One of the things I was very interested to hear about, when these cruise ships come in and 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 people get off of that boat and they're going to the shops right around the harbor there, they'll drop $100,000 or more just buying stuff from that local island. I was appalled to find out that everything within a half mile of that port is owned by the cruise company. And when people drop that money, the cruise company gets all that and very
so
little of it
all
stays.
Those shops, all the shops there, you're saying is that all the shops there are owned by the cruise company. And so when you go in there, they're like their employees, they're selling all the stuff, and the money just funnels right back. You know, I never heard of that before, but, you know, when you think about it, I can understand that. I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but, I mean, can't, you know, if I understand it. Because they want to have their people have this, what a great experience.
And some people want to stay in the port area because it's safer rather than, you know, walk on foot or get off and go into the backside of the island, which is how I used to travel. I think I would be more hesitant today to go do that kind of exploration, only because we hear such things. But so there you go, because really the truth, I'm sure the people on the other side of the island, that is local stuff. Right. Or maybe not. Maybe obviously you're saying that the whole island isn't owned by cruise ships.
No.
But you were also saying the fact that when the cruise ships came, they were dumping things. There wasn't really clear or clean water for a lot of these people who would come up off of the ship.
No, it's not the ship that is dumping things. The local communities there are not hooked up on any type of sewage system.
Okay.
Just in 2005, they started getting a wastewater treatment plant right there in the main port area. And the problem was a lot of them had underground piping that went nowhere, or it drained right into the local ditches and then ultimately into the ocean, and it was beginning to destroy that beautiful reef that they have down there.
Well, what do you have to go through? I'm sure our listeners are wondering the same question is, what kind of permit or permission do you need to have to go? Walk us through what you have to do in order to drill there.
Well, to be real honest, this is my first time down and down to do a project of this nature. We did go on a cruise ship last year and haul 4,000 pounds of stuff that we were donating to a local orphanage down there, some soccer equipment and shoes and soccer balls. And there is a mission called Just One Backpack. And for $100, you can support a child in school by buying all of their equipment, books, papers, pencils, for 1 year for a $100 bill down there. They have free education, but they have to provide their own stuff. Last year on the cruise ship, we took down 4,000 pounds of that type of stuff. The friends that we're going down with, Arlo and Rita Prinz, those friends of ours have already made the contacts with the drilling company, and also while we're there, we're going to have lunch with the mayor of the island. And I think that right there tells a lot of the story, in that you get hooked up with the right people. I haven't heard anything yet about what else is going to go on during the lunch with the mayor. I don't know that yet. But anyway, we got permission strictly from the local authorities, and they are excited about us coming and providing clean water for this local community down there.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. I guess Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane, but he what he's talking about is going down on a – it's almost like a mission to give fresh water to people in an island of Roatan who don't have water. And it's going to be a well they're going to build, and they're also taking a look at helping them build a dam so that they can have water also that way. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artist can bring your old tattoo to life or create a new tattoo that you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and the best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist portfolios and bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street at the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoo shops are the same, and some are better than others, so think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the Internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Radio. I'm calling in about 7:55 in the morning, March the 20th. Hey, our guest is Chuck Kinney from Shasta Gas and Propane, but we're talking about some work they're going to do in a little island called Roatan. And some questions coming in across the in Roatan, which is off the coast of Honduras, and they're going to be putting a well in there for the people that don't have water. And some questions are coming across that, you know, gosh, can't you help people back here in the States too? And, you know, and that is a good question. So, but you are.
Yes, Shasta Gas and Judy and Chuck Kinney do indeed support a number of different ministries here in the States, beginning with our own local church, Oak Grove Bible Fellowship, and a youth camp here in the mountains of Shasta County. We support a number of missionaries and pastors and Christian school teachers with propane service. And we feel the necessity to not only do good here, but to also help people outside of our borders. Yeah. And things that we can do over there just multiply our dollars many times. A well that would cost $50,000 here can easily cost less than $5,000 somewhere else.
Yeah, so, and this is, you know, I understand this, you know, because, you know, you know, there's a lot of things that can be done around here. Well, we are doing things here, as you're saying, but we also can reach out and help other people, because a lot of people cannot understand the poverty that so many people in these countries live in. Yeah, you know, okay, you can say, oh, they've got corrupt governments. Okay, maybe they do. And in many cases, they do have corrupt governments, but that doesn't do away with the fact that the people, you know, something as simple as putting a 200-foot pipe into the ground gives them fresh water. I mean, we were talking, I think, during the break, how when we moved into Somalia, into Mogadishu, as we're moving through the streets there, you see, and this one whole community had a like a half-inch pipe, maybe even smaller than that, broken, that they were getting dribbling water out of, and that part of their water resource had dead animals in it that we cleared. And we had questions about, well, why don't they clear these own dead animals out until you reach a point where they're just, at that point in their lives, they didn't care. So, and they, you know, they were starving. They, you know, this was just beyond, we don't understand this because we've never been at that level. So it's one thing that we can help people here, and we need to continue helping our neighbors and the people here in the United States, but to reach out also. And to give people clean water, not realizing just how that is just huge. I mean, it's, and if their government can't do it or choose not to do it, then, you know, then maybe somebody does need to step in.
Well, we hope that after the show, after you get back from your trip, please come on and tell the KCNR listeners, you know, what it felt like to travel now into Honduras, how Americans are viewed, just on the plane. You start there with the people, your fellow Americans, and you get to another, like a third world country, how they react, the feeling, just the process. We want to hear the whole experience. So
well,
will you do that
tremendous,
with us?
And I look forward to that. I will tell you that Honduras right now is one of the most dangerous countries in the world to travel to. And I'm trying to think of the airport that most people fly into. Right now, business people that go down there, by the way, if you're wearing whitey tighties from Kirkland, they're manufactured in Honduras. Kirkland underwear is manufactured.
Okay. We just have a few minutes.
Yeah, we just have like a minute and a half. Let's go. Hey, Sharon, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Yep. Oh, hi, Chuck. I am a customer of Shasta Gas, and I have been for over 10 years. And I have to say, they have terrific service. Whenever you call there, there's someone who answers the phone, they talk to you, they work with you, and they are nice. And they are very competitive, I'm sure. I've never checked because I love them. And the service that they offer, Shasta Gas, that is their service to here, to us. And when people like this and others who are joining him and others who do other things, like the people raising money for that poor fireman who died, they show compassion and they show it even abroad. So no matter, and you know I have to get this in, no matter who is president, no matter what, whether they get rid of FEMA or whatever, the compassion of people like this will help us to survive.
It will.
Thank you.
Thanks,
so
Sharon.
Much, Sharon.
Wow.
It was...
We got to run, Sharon. We've run out of time.
And
here.
Chuck, thank you so much for being our guest. It's Chuck Kinney and
Shasta Gas Propane.
And enjoy your trip. Best travels to you.
Tell us what happened when you get back.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. The U.S. is still on track
to ensure that Afghanistan will no longer be a safe haven for Al Qaeda and will no longer be terrorized by the Taliban.
Our top U.S. commander says our progress is real and sustainable, but General John Allen also admits to a House committee.
To be sure, the last couple months have been trying.
From the protests over Quran burnings to the massacre of civilians blamed on a U.S. soldier.
And my thoughts and my prayers go out to all of those affected by this violence.
Including coalition soldiers. Allen says 13 of the 60 NATO troops who died this year were killed by Afghan security forces. House Republicans have a new budget plan.
We propose to collapse the six different tax brackets into two rates. A 10% bracket and a 25% bracket for individuals.
Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan also wants to cut spending and reform Medicare.
By taking power away from government bureaucrats.
But Democrats like Congressman Javier Becerra are against this plan.
It ends the Medicare guarantee for seniors. It cuts, obviously, benefits to seniors who need health care.
Illinois Republicans are deciding today who they want to run against President Obama in the fall. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live in Chicago.
Dave, out of the four GOP presidential candidates, Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum have spent the most time here in Illinois, one voter saying.
I would like to see, just a clear winner to be chosen more quickly, because the more it drags on, the more the uncertainty creeps into the electorate, and there's not a clear winner to go against President Obama.
Up for grabs, 54 delegates. Rick Santorum not eligible for some because he couldn't get on the ballot in some congressional districts, not enough signatures collected. Dave?
Jennifer, spring has sprung, and it's a stormy start across Texas.
Like everybody says, sounds like a tornado or a train coming, and then within a second, the whole entire front of the building just collapsed right in front of us.
He's in Hearst outside Dallas. There's also tornado damage around San Antonio, and with a lot of heavy rain, there's fear of flooding from Texas to Oklahoma to Missouri. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Harlan had a respectable restaurant business. Then the interstate came through several miles away and took his customers. But Harlan also had a signature dish. He believed if he could sell the recipe, he could open a franchise. So he tried and tried and tried again. Before someone finally bought that recipe, Harlan had knocked on 1,009 restaurant doors. The name Harlan, of course, gives it away. We're talking about Colonel Harlan Sanders and his now famous recipe for Kentucky Fried Chicken. This is Howard Budd Jr. of Laity Lodge with a life lesson. Failures stop at the word no. Successful people finally stop asking when they get a yes in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
President Obama is reaching out to Iranians.
I want the Iranian people to know that America seeks a dialogue.
In a message to the Iranian people online trying to get around the regime.
The Iranian government jams satellite signals to shut down television and radio broadcasts. It censors the internet to control what the Iranian people can see and say.
So despite our nuclear sanctions on Iran, the president's encouraging American companies to provide services to help the Iranians get internet access. They had a moment of silence across France the day after the deadly Jewish school shooting in Toulouse, where Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin is live.
And where residents have been coming all day, leaving white flowers on the sidewalk. There is a sense of shock here and a fear that the gunman may strike again, says this man. Police are examining security camera video at the school. The killer wore a motorcycle helmet in this attack and in the previous deadly shootings of three soldiers. They say it's unclear if he acted alone, and he might have been wearing a video camera himself to record the slaughter. The bodies of the three children and one rabbi now flown to Paris, where there'll be a ceremony before burial in Israel tomorrow. Dave?
Alistair, the Denver Broncos will hold a news conference today now that star quarterback Peyton Manning has decided he wants to play there.
Coming here to Denver? Oh, wow.
Not everyone's feeling the Manning mania, especially supporters of Tim Tebow.
You know, I feel bad for Tebow. He's a nice kid, and he did a lot of good things in his town, and I think people were proud to have him here.
He brought excitement to the game with his religious stuff.
But loyalty only goes so far, especially when you're hoping to see your team win a Super Bowl.
I'd rather have Manning at 70% than Tebow at 100, to tell you the truth.
Merchandisers stand to lose big time if and when Tebow's traded. They've still got a lot of orange and blue Tebow T-shirts and trinkets to unload. In Denver, Brenda Stewart, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, some selling, the Dow down about 70 points, and the government says that home builders started work on fewer homes in February. Housing starts down about 1%. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio and Carl and the Bot, 805 on March the 20th. It's a little damp out there. Lynn will get that in a second. It is 530-605-4567 if you want to call us. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, of course, you then can see who we are and what we look at.
You definitely, Mike. The coffee kicked in. The surge.
Yes!
He says it
on livestream.com/freefireradio.
What it is he's talking about the hotline. The hotline is 530-605-4567. We're taking your calls, and I'm sure
what
you're
going to. What did
I say? You said it is.
Well,
okay,
yes.
But that's all right. We want to go to the phones right now with our Market Minute update with Wells Fargo and Chris Lasondek. Welcome to the program, and what's happening in this Market Minute?
Well, good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading. The markets are in negative territory, though we have improved off the lows of the day. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 68 points at 13,170. The S&P 500 off 6 points at 1,403. Well, the NASDAQ composite is down 18 points at 3,060. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 204 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Intel's down 4 cents at 27.70, Microsoft down 33 cents at 31.87, Apple's down $4.34 at 596.67, and Google is off $3.94 at $630.03. Of local interest, PG&E is up 23 cents at $43.38. North Valley Bank is adding 57 cents at $11.70. And Home Depot up 28 cents at $49.11. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.35%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.38. Oil's down $2.05 a barrel at $106.04. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $3.89 an ounce at $16.56.50. Well, silver's down 79 cents at $32.43. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors doing the Market Minute Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And if you want to go down and visit them, find out what's going on in the stock market and their best estimate of what's going on, just head on down to Park Marina Drive, where they're located at.
Our Wells Fargo's Advisors.
That's right.
Thank you so much. It's just silver's 32.
It's down.
It's down 70 cents.
Well, you know, gas went down 4 cents. But that's okay because they're saving themselves to really bump it up as we hit the summer.
The
highest, you know, $5 a gallon. Thank you, President Obama.
That's never happened in my lifetime unless I was in Europe. In England, it was five-something.
And 3 years ago, it was $1.87 a gallon. Oh, my gosh. What's happened?
It went under
$2? What difference? Oh, and guess what? The other thing. Oh, yeah. It's like that.
I don't remember
now, here's
that.
The other thing. Oh, no, it was around $2. Now, here's the other thing, too, is the we're gonna add another $1 trillion to our deficit this year. This is the most we have ever done. We're spending $112,000 a second, my friends. Right now, the federal government is spending $112,000 a second. Now, what is a trillion? A trillion seconds would take you 32 years. It's 32 years. So, and we're at $4 trillion of deficit.
Well, you know, one of the things that's kind of it, because we become numb and we start to think about that. We had somebody the other night, actually it was Dr. Doug McConnell, that you started to go down with the numbers on a chart in front of us on a PowerPoint, and it showed you that the trillion equated to like 32 years. Or how many years it was. But anyway, we're going to have to take a break, because when we come back, we're going to hit it hard with Dr. Mark Pierce. He is our guest in this 8 o'clock hour. This is not slit your wrist radio. I mean, we're going to talk about facts. We're going to talk about where we can be going and how do we deal within the process of things that are happening. How can we make changes and what is it really? So we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're always taking your calls, too, on KCNR 1460.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
Shoppers at Carmona's Appliance Center's annual private sale took advantage of huge savings on name brand appliances.
I couldn't believe the selection and the prices on all the appliances I needed for my kitchen remodel.
The sale was a huge success, but we still have a warehouse overloaded with appliances, so we've extended our sale prices to the public through Saturday the 25th. Our stores are bulging with washers and dryers, dishwashers, disposals, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, and more. All our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including floor models and one-of-a-kind items, are priced to move and backed by our parts and service departments. Plus, 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, and at Carmona's, we'll meet or beat any local advertised price, or it's free with no credit check necessary. Your local brand source dealer is Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our appliance and mattress location at 330 Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday. But right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah. Sweet dreams are made of this. Our next guest. 8:11 in the morning, March the 20th. Carl and the Bot. Our guest, Dr. Mark Pierce. Good morning, Dr. Mark.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl.
You know, I love having doctors on. Frankly, sometimes I don't feel well, and I get to ask you questions during the breaks.
We're entertaining.
We're entertaining. You really are. And then it's my chance to put you into my place here, except I don't charge you $84 an hour. Which is less than a mechanic charges to work on my bike, by the way. Just kidding. what do you want to talk about today?
Well, we're going to talk about healthcare.
Healthcare.
Obamacare, healthcare costs.
Front page.
But first of all, I want to tell you, you're so persistent and lead by example. So really, on the basis of that, Hilltop Medical Clinic is now accepting TRICARE insurance.
Let's talk about that. TRICARE is the insurance that retired military have, or military that are not around a base, or a military that have been medically retired. And it is difficult to find clinics and doctors that take TRICARE. It's just because, you know, for a variety of reasons. But you have opened both your clinics
That's correct.
To TRICARE. So if you are a veteran and you're looking for a place, you know, because the clinic is, if you walk in, you don't have like a regular doctor, and tell me if I'm wrong, but you can, you know, you can just come in there, be seen, and have TRICARE take care
That's
of that.
That's right. Right now, access, and we'll talk about that next, access to medical care is getting more difficult, and so the walk-in clinics are kind of a safety valve for that. If you've been orphaned by a primary care doctor, you no longer have somebody to take care of you, you've just moved to town, and you have TRICARE insurance, don't let your needs go unmet. Come on in, and we'll take care of you.
And they do. We've gone in there a number of times and just taken TRICARE, takes care of it. We pay our copay, of course, and then and our deductible, but still.
Exactly. It works just like any other regular insurance policy that's accepted by the insurance provider or by the provider.
And again, you did this. You took a look at it because one of the things I said to Mark was when we came here, I said, you're limited on the amount of TRICARE or the number of TRICARE providers around here, and you took a look at it and saw that there's things you had to do to make it work, but you said, that's just we can make this work for our veterans.
Well, you're like a virus. Once you get inside, you just keep working. And
that's us.
And that's good because it worked through our partnership when Dr. Jordy found out. I mean, he just takes the ball and runs with it, and everybody has to get out of the way. And now it's happening.
Well, and I tell you what, the fact is now I will return your dog.
And, and it's made us
it's good.
It's made us feel good too. And you'd be surprised at the number of people that come in. They're always grateful. They're great patients. I mean, we want people to appreciate us too. We have egos, and the respect that they give healthcare providers is gratifying. So. Well, it works both ways.
It does, but it gives people that opportunity to have another doctor, another way they can be treated, where they're not having to go to the emergency room. You can't find a doctor here in town, like you said, new people, but you get great care, and the newest in equipment, and you guys are great guys.
So, I appreciate that.
This is not a mutual admiration society here, but it is. It's because when I talked to Mark about, it's difficult to find TRICARE around here. He made it happen, you and your partners, and I can't tell you enough how much we appreciate that.
Oh, thanks, Carl.
So, we need to get that word out to people. Okay, today the Supreme Court is looking at the individual mandate on the Obama health care plan. You can call anything you want, but it's Obamacare. It was passed 2 years ago. Nancy Pelosi's famous quote, "We'll know what's in it after we pass the law."
Well, we're all finding out one day at a time, and we're learning about it too as well. And it's very complex, and it's really altering the whole environment of health care.
How's it doing that? In your opinion, okay, now, we have had heart surgeons on, we've had the people that do the colonoscopies, we've had heart, not just surgeons, but people that treat different healthcare professionals in here. And you are a GP? I mean, you kind of like cover it all, right?
Well, we now call ourselves primary care physicians. Oftentimes the initial contact that a person has with the healthcare system, and we start the workups, we start the care, and then if they need specialist care, we'll refer them out.
Okay.
Now, some people will go directly to specialists, and you still currently can do that. That may change in the future, but right now we're kind of the initial starting point for healthcare, and it's getting harder and harder to find us, and that's one of the symptoms, I think, of the changes that are occurring with Obamacare, is that primary care still has not been recognized for its impact on healthcare costs and healthcare quality. This is what drives me nuts, is that we have all these studies that require us to use evidence-based medicine, And they do the studies, and they show that primary care places in the United States where primary care is more prevalent, costs are lower, and care is better. But then they come out with all these solutions that really don't foster and improve access to primary care. Now, they're trying to do that with what they call patient-centered care homes and ACOs, but these are very complex entities. Right now, we have primary practitioners, and they're being slowly put out of business.
Well, that's the thing, is that people don't realize the general practice, you know, the pay scales and how they're doing things to specialists are getting really hit. But the general practitioner, like you said, are being driven out of business. That the idea that nurse practitioners and physician's assistants can be or can be your doctor seems to be one of the things that the Obama administration is pushing here.
Well, that's one of the ways to try to save costs. Less training, and you know, they're paid a lower pay for their services, and so that, in some ways, superficially means less cost. But and they certainly have a role in our new healthcare system. There's going to be too many people. It's too late. It's too hard to train enough practitioners now for all of the care that we're going to need to provide in the future as our population ages. So they definitely have a role. But I don't know that the role is cost containment. It's really just going to be having enough practitioners to provide the care that's needed.
Well, this is one of the things that people just are, you know, are the vast majority of the United States, and this is in a poll taken by the Washington Post, which is not what you'd call a leaning to the right newspaper publication, and NBC News says that 67% of the people of the United States that have polled are against this individual mandate where you're being forced to buy insurance. And if that's the case, if that is struck down by the Supreme Court, the wheels fall off the rest of this monstrosity.
Well, it is difficult to provide care for everyone if they're not participating in the payment for the care. I mean, we've been struggling with that system for the last 30 years, fairness issues. But the reality is that, healthcare costs in the last couple of years have decreased. Now, total healthcare costs haven't decreased if you include your insurance payments, but the actual money that's being spent to provide care has decreased down. Well, the increase is decreased, I should say, just like we do in the government.
The increase is decreased. So it's look at all the money I saved. When the girls go shopping, oh, I saved you $500 today.
I know, it drives me nuts too. But in the last 20 years, healthcare costs have been going up consistently 10%. Ish. I don't have the exact figures. The last couple of years, it's been in the 3% range. If you run that out, that's going to have a tremendous impact on healthcare costs. Unfortunately, all the good intentions that we are having right now, I think, are going to push it the other way because we're decreasing the number of providers out there.
There you go.
And so there's going to be more leverage as the hospitals and the ACOs form. There are going to be fewer of them for the insurance companies to barter with.
Yeah.
And so costs are going to go up.
Okay, we got to take a break here. Our guest, Dr. Mark Pierce, we're talking healthcare under the Obamacare plan. And as he's just said, is if it continues like this, you're going to have less physicians, there'll be less places to go to be treated. You're going to be talking about longer lines. You're going to be talking about, and we're going to talk about this when we get back, is the government gets into this, can they tell you what to do with people? If they're the head of this plan, can they tell you how to treat your patients? We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Gutters or leaky roof? Need new doors and windows or just looking for interior design ideas? Jeff and Shirley invite you to the Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From home theater systems to home mortgage experts, pools, spas, barbecues, and health and wellness professionals, you'll find it all at the original Home and Garden Expo featuring local businesses, great ideas, and exclusive show-only discounts. Inside out, top to bottom, find everything you need all at the Spring Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Talk with your local experts for advice on the newest design concepts concepts and technology, including the latest in everything green. Interior designers, furniture, and everything for the garden. Bring the whole family. Gates open at 10 a.m. Get your free plant courtesy of Orchard Supply Hardware and have a free house key made at the Carroll's Lock and Key Booth. Popovich Productions invite you to spend the day at your original Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Be sure to pick up your discount admission card at Axner's Excavating, Family Carpet, Melinda's Interiors, or NorCal Satellite Emporium, and find more information online at ridinghomeexpo.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back.
Yeah, here we go. KCNR 1460, currently 42 degrees outside, 8:25 in the morning. This is the 20th of March. Can you believe that? We're going to have a 50% chance of showers today with temperatures around 53 degrees. Slight chance of tonight with temperatures about 46. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Go ahead.
Something we missed yesterday, the equinox. It is officially spring. It is no longer winter. And we missed that one completely yesterday.
I guess
we didn't.
Did.
No, we didn't.
Did you mention
Linda
first?
And I held hands, skipped around the backyard. naked yesterday.
Thanks,
we were skipping around naked around the backyard yesterday, holding Snooki above our heads and going hooray hooray
garlands
for the first
the hair,
day of
yeah,
spring.
Okay.
Yes.
And we had flowers in our hair.
I have medication for that.
It's in the water. But hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Crown Motors. Go down and visit. It's a local agency right here in downtown. Stop by and see Steve Roberts and the crew today at Crown Motors Reading. Your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership serving Reading and surrounding areas. You know, that's a big purchase in your life. If you're going to make a big purchase, let's keep it local. Let's talk to the guys that you can just walk down that know you. Buy your car from there. They've got a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. They take pride in themselves, the vehicles, and the service that they provide. That's Crown Motors. Go on down and check them out.
Hey, I want to share with you an email that came in from a friend of mine who is a director in Hollywood. He's actually responsible for doing several Westerns and somebody I really admire and respect. And so the headline in the subject matter in the email said, breaking news in capital letters. The email goes on to saying, a new phenomenon is spreading across the country. Doctors by thousands are rising up against the government's takeover of America's medical industries and forming or joining dozens of doctor-oriented patient care organizations such as American Doctors for Truth.org and Docs for Patient Care. Their purpose? to awaken their patients and the American people as to catastrophic effects of Obamacare. Helping lead their efforts is two doctors' answers in the infamous Democratic commercial showing Kong Paul Ryan throwing an elderly person off the cliff, which is really funny.
Congressman Paul Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an absolutely funny thing. It's called The Whole Truth or The Whole Truth television commercial. You can find it on YouTube, and it is spreading across the country, which I thought was extremely timely with Dr. Pierce being here and us talking about what's happening with our health care.
Okay, but a couple of things first is, why does the idea chat room, and we have a great time in our chat room, why is the idea of me skipping around naked in the backyard, you know, causing bad dreams, yet the idea of Linda skipping around naked, everybody's for? I would just like to know that, you know? And what about Snooki? What about Elk Killer?
I can't go there right now.
No, she has feelings,
I get bleeped.
Too.
I'd get bleeped if I went on any further. Let's talk about getting out of business.
We do have you on camera.
Well, Carl, you've been working out, so I'm not sure why.
That's right. No, like this. Okay, wait a minute.
You know, the Marine.
It's going to be back to camera three. Camera three so you can see it.
Our next door neighbor is a helicopter pilot, of course, and every now and then he'll go by. When I say he flashes, he flashes his light across the backyard. We always know we're going to get busted if we're back there.
Our guest is Dr. Mark Pierce. So the person is asking who's the hot doctor. It's Dr. Mark Pierce.
Yes.
I don't know who that was. Anyway. So, Dr. Mark, now that we've just wasted all your time, we're getting ready to go on another break.
Right. Good morning, Nancy.
Ooh, busted.
Mark, when you hear something like that, are the doctors, you know, the AMA approved Obamacare, didn't they?
Yes. You know, I think what happens is it's the law of unintended consequences. Everybody would love to provide the best care under the best circumstances to everyone, completely fair, and that's what we're working toward. But, oh my gosh, you know, all of the unintended consequences. Privacy issues. I mean, you know, they're decreasing the number of physicians out there because we're like herding cats. They want to be able to herd us around. They want to be able to tell us what type of care to provide. They call it evidence-based medicine, and away we go. Now we're developing these electronic healthcare records, which have all kinds of privacy rules issued because the information they're asking us to gather from patients is huge, and they're going to use that to control our care.
Okay, we've got when we come back, I want to talk about coding because we've heard the weirdest things. Because you went from like 14,000 codes to 140,000 codes because of the world, because of the World Health Organization. When we come back, we want to address that too because
that in itself
drives up the cost of medicine because you've got to have somebody there to do it.
Let's make it more complicated. See if it saves money.
Let's talk about that when we get back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Rival budget proposals back on Capitol Hill. Democrats say there is already an agreement in place that automatically makes big spending cuts next year.
Those who say we do not have a budget have either failed to pay attention to what they voted on, or they are deliberately trying to mislead the public.
Senate Budget Committee Chairman Kent Conrad. But Republicans say the president's health care plan and big cuts to defense spending have to be reversed.
A lot of people in Washington would like to simply think that we can spend as we're going and ignore the fact that on January 2nd, the sequester kicks in. We don't think we should ignore this.
House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. Voting has started in the Illinois Republican presidential primary, which traditionally gets a light turnout. Mitt Romney led in the most recent statewide polls. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 24th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Or, better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river. Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11 through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you.
Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and about 8:33 in the morning on March the 20th. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. You can hear our show and also chat. And, of course, we're streaming our video live at livestream.com/Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, I am going down there today to get my haircut because Ann Coulter's coming to town and I didn't want to look too shaggy. In fact, I was going to get that high and tight. So,
You need to get high and tidy. You better get it high and tidy.
As opposed to the whitey tidies. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, DC Tim in Lawn. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. It's a great place to go to. You just enjoy it. And, you know, the people that are there, Man's Last Stronghold. You know, they're not afraid to put Man's Last Stronghold on there. And I applaud them for that. You go in there and just have a good haircut and great conversation, like I said. See you guys later today.
All right. Our guest this morning is Dr. Mark Pierce, and we've been talking about Obamacare. We've also been talking about how things are, you know, how the medical field is being affected right now with laws, regulations, something that we promised to bring over into this second part of the show, which is, you know, a lot of the paperwork and a lot of the regulations.
Well, the Health Care Act is being implemented, and one of the arms of that is healthcare records. They're encouraging us, all of us, or forcing us, depending on how you want to look at it, to computerize so that we can send, organize this information and send it to them for analysis. And, you know, again, the upfront portion of this looks very beneficial, but it's the unintended consequences, and if you're a little paranoid, maybe it's not so unintended. How that might affect us. So, for example, they have what are called meaningful use criteria. And if you do these meaningful uses, you're rewarded. If you don't do these meaningful uses, you're not rewarded. And it sounds good. Ask people if they smoke. Ask people if they've had a tetanus shot. Ask people if they've had all of their vaccinations, their colonoscopy, their mammograms, and all the preventive care that they need every time they come in for a visit. So when a person, this is one of my jokes, I think it should be in a comic strip. Person comes in, hi Judy, how you doing? Great, Dr. Pierce, just a minute here now. Have you had your tetanus vaccine in the last 10 years, your colonoscopy, your mammogram? You know, how are you doing with smoking? Have you given that up yet? Oh, you don't smoke. Okay, well, I had to ask anyway. Using any other drugs, that's fine. Well, okay, well, now listen, I'll schedule you back next week and we'll talk about why you came in today because we ran out of time. So They're starting to dictate the rhythm in the office with their computer systems. And the information that they gather is up front seems very, very innocent.
Seems innocuous when you're doing it. Yes.
Right. Now, the information that they need, this has created a new job. We're getting rid of unemployment by creating new jobs. One of the jobs is called a scribe. The information that they're gathering now in an office visit is so lengthy, the doctor doesn't have enough time to write it down. So now they have a person that goes in the room with you and writes all the information down as you gather it. They're called scribes. And that's a new healthcare expense to provide the documentation. Anybody that runs a computer system knows that the most expensive part of the computer system is feeding it. feeding the data.
Yeah, data and, data plumbing there. Yeah,
and that's what's happening. We have now have scribes.
I didn't realize
we,
that.
We don't.
I know her
we're
brother.
Not, we're not federally funded. Okay. We can't afford a scribe.
Okay.
But we will.
But you spend many hours on doing this.
Well, you know, and again, these people come in to sell you a computer system, and they say, okay, don't worry about putting in this extra data. It's only going to take 3 or 4 minutes more per patient. And I go, well, gosh, you know, Hilltop Clinics, we can see 100 people in a day between the two clinics. 3 times 100, that's 300 minutes of physician times, 365 days a year. Well, not quite that many days. And, boy, you add that up, and that's a lot of dollars that's going towards entering data that does not ultimately affect that person on that visit.
Now, the other thing, too, and we've got some questions coming up here from the chat room, but one of the other things, too, is the coding. From what I understand, under this new plan, it goes under the World Health Organization type thing, this new number 10
type, ICD-10.
ICD-10 means you've gone from like 14,000 codes to 140,000 codes.
That's right. Yes, you have to code exactly. I mean, I don't know why you would write a note anymore. Just code the visit. You know, the cuts on the right fifth finger on the pad side, I mean, whatever. It's so detailed that you're never going to get it right. And unfortunately, if
you don't get it right,
you can be penalized.
And they won't pay you.
That's right.
Now, one of these codes, and we were told the other day, was injured while aboard a pair of burning water skis. Injured while falling off a pair of burning water skis. I mean, could this possibly be a code? And according to the doctor, yes, it is a code.
Well,
burning water skis.
You talked with your brother-in-law yesterday, who is also a doctor. And
your brother, who is a doctor.
And they both were talking about the codes, the new codes. There's so many ridiculous codes that everything has a code. And then if it doesn't have a code, there's a code for the code.
Oh, it's going to be a nightmare. They're already talking about the extensive training and all the computer systems that they're going to have to change to implement this system. So it hurts us right at the core. And none of this is ultimately going to help control costs. That's not going to get to the root of the cost issue.
Well, then another question is that, you know, obviously you started your wanting to practice with the passion of medicine. And now, you know, here you are. I was equating it ridiculously so, like I do with so many other things, which is I always equate things to music. It's like telling me I can't sing in the key of C. I've got to sing in the key of C sharp, and then if I sing in the key of C sharp, there's got to be some kind of code of why I've changed it and how it's doing, and the government is telling me that I have to. You know what I mean? There's like the way when you came in and you practiced medicine, And you did it with your passion. Of course, you were doing it with the things that you've learned and the legalities. But I'm just wondering, people today at 18, 19, and 20, who wants to go to school for 8 or 9 years in order to be squeezed like this?
Well, I mean, doctors certainly, as a group, do not like to be told what to do, and that's a good and a bad in our system. You certainly don't want somebody running away and misbehaving, but for the most part, We went into this business to try to help people, and we do get frustrated anytime somebody gets in our way. And we're primarily patient advocates. When we're asking to do a test and they won't allow us to do a test, we get frustrated. And they're questioning our judgment. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't meet their criteria. It isn't following their protocol. And the question is, how rigid do we want to be? We're always trying to help the patient. The patient's right in front of us, and the person who's administrating the protocol, you know, maybe they're in North Dakota. They're not in front of the patient. It's different when you're in the room with the person.
Well, we have to take a break, and when we come back, we do have questions from the chat pack. But I also want to ask the doctor, our guest, by the way, Dr. Mark Pierce, about if you have a condition or you're someone is going to be diagnosed with a condition, how much does that really change where you are from month to month and what's happening with the system in those new codes?
We also have questions on prescriptions for people with they're being loaded up with painkillers.
Well, this is another unintended consequence.
Okay, we want to talk about that because that's come up twice here. All right, Carl and DeBott, our guest is Dr. Mark Pierce, Hilltop Clinics. One of the things that he came in to talk about, of course, is that he welcomes TRICARE and he welcomes veterans to his clinic. We'll be right back.
Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Depending on what day it is, we've had spring, summer, and winter all in the same week. We're delivering kerosene every day, Monday through Friday. You can tell our drivers because they're the ones with the snowshoes and the big stocking hats. We had a lot of folks this year step up and bought bigger and newer heaters. So give Johnny a call and ask about trading in your old heater on a new one. We do take trade-ins. We are selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallons to the big forklift tanks. We're selling a lot of clear pearl now for all the portable heaters and red kerosene for all the others. We have urea exhaust fluid for all the newer pickups and big rigs, anywhere from 2.5 gallon to 55-gallon barrels. Sherry is doing a lot of the pay-forward accounts now, so get on the Northern Lights Energy Inc. .com if you want to order fuel or just check out our heaters. And if you want to talk to a real person, just give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Joe, what's new at Adamson's Peak Performance?
Wow, Linda, how much time do you have? Oh. We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180 because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:45 in the morning, March the 20th. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. And this month, our friends down there are giving away a $300 tattoo to one local veteran. All you have to do is go down and sign up at 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama. And Bad Bob is one of the ones that signed up. Why, Bad Bob?
I don't know. It's one of these things that I've been kicking around the idea for, well, since I was in the Navy. And I thought, you know, if I'm ever going to do it, probably running out of time to do it. It's nothing that's going to be on public display, trust me.
Well, you know, the thing about Nathan's, too, is clean, professional. Just sterile atmosphere in there, and the people really know what they're doing. They're professional piercers and tattoo artists. Now, you may find it funny that we're having, I know that we talk about this, but you know what? It's a part of our society, and if you're going to do it, like a veteran that may have an old tattoo, needs it refreshed, or you want to get that one that takes the name of your sweetheart that you had tattooed on there when you were drunk in the Philippines, this might be the place to do it. Anyway, go on down there and go to 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama. And by the way, if you're not a veteran, you can still get 20% off your tattoo to the end of the month at Nathan's Anthems Tattoos, 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama. Our guest is Dr. Mark Pearson. We have people backed up on the phone. So, Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I have a question for the doctor there.
Go ahead.
How much is your office calls?
You know, I wish I could tell you exactly. It varies depending on which type of insurance.
$65 probably?
I think it's about $75 if you're paying cash.
$75, okay. And when you come in and you're collecting all the information, and like you say, it takes all that time to collect the information on there, that's part of my office visit, right?
That's correct.
So I'm paying all that money to get this. So if I come into your office and tell you, forget all that information, all I'm in here to see what's wrong with me, and I don't want to give you any information at all, could I do that, or will you not see me?
No. We're still, you're in the room with me. I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm still able to do that. We're projecting, but the government is starting to interfere with the visit. They're in the room with us a little bit now, because if you have certain types of insurance down the road, if we're not meeting meaningful use criteria, I won't get the $75. I'll get $65, or I'll get $60, and they'll slowly squeeze me. So right now, come on in. We'll take care of you and help you with your health care problems.
And I don't have to spend all the money for giving all the information, right?
That's right. That's
I just
right.
tell you I don't want to do it, and I'll take care of it.
Well, people look at me like I'm kind of crazy. They come into a medical office, and I ask them if they smoke or not. And, they're already feeling guilty, if they come into a medical office when they smoke. I have all different kinds of ways to kind of make them feel a little kind of maybe a little uncomfortable. But I want to do it my own way, not the way the government tells me to do it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
So, in other words, what Mark is saying right now is that he doesn't get into your business because the government says now. He can take all the time he wants and talk to you about your health, and the government is not leaning on him too much yet, but they're starting to.
That's correct.
As for everybody. Okay, let's go to Pete on line two. Pete, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Taking issue with the doctor. I think just this is a complicated subject, but two things to consider. I use the VA clinic here in Reading.
Uh-huh.
I think they're serving something like 13,000 people here at a local clinic. Imagine basically the population of Anderson being served through one area. And the first time I went to the clinic here, I had an appointment at 3 o'clock. I got there at 3. I sat down. Within about 2 minutes, I was taken in, checked out by the intake nurse. I saw the doctor. I came out of there. I went to the lab. I had blood drawn, left a urine sample. Went over to the pharmacy, picked up my medication. I was back in my car in 45 minutes. And if you compare that to most doctors' offices, I realize Dr. Pierce is a walk-in clinic, but regular doctor's offices, where you make an appointment, generally I think most people would find they wait at least 45 minutes before they even see the doctor.
You know, and I think it's great that you got good care. And if you look around Reading, the organized healthcare systems are still getting a nod. There's a new veterans specialty clinic on Cypress, I think. The Indian clinic bought a whole building right past the hospital down there. We've got our community clinic. And all of these clinics have special funding from the federal government. They're getting money from the federal government. The primary practitioners, our deal is, if you look at the new Medicare thing, the deal just passed was great. We're not going to take a 30% decrease in your cost this year. You're going to get no increases for the next 10 years.
I guess the point I was trying to make is that the way I see it is the motivation. In other words, the VA is looking at it. Everybody that's sitting there is a cost. They can lower their cost by getting us through quickly. Whereas the average doctor's office, the last thing they want to do is look out there and see an empty office. In other words, if the VA clinic, if they look out there and see nobody, they say that's good, our costs are down. If a physician looks out and he has an empty office and nobody's there, he's not making any money. So that's the motivation. I'm just saying in a general sense.
Interesting perspective, because when I practiced in the 80s, I saw 15 people a day. I was always on time and things were good. But now to stay in business as a primary care practitioner, if you're not seeing 40 a day, you're working for the hospital now. And that's what they're doing. We've gotten to a point where we can't see more people, so doctors are leaving their practice and going to work for the big institutions.
Right, I appreciate it. None of this is directed towards you personally.
No, I get it.
I'm talking about the general bureaucracy that they all face. And one second point I'll get off, just something to consider. Here, this may make more sense here in a rural area. Let's say you're riding your horse, and your horse, you get tangled up in some barbed wire, and you're cut, and the horse is cut. So you call a veterinarian out, he comes out and he sutures the horse's leg. If you were to say to that veterinarian, listen, doc, as long as you're here, would you mind putting a couple of stitches in my arm, something that I did to people as a corpsman in the Navy, he could not do that. He would have his license taken away. And that is mostly because it's in the interest of doctors of not having that additional competition. And you said earlier about being able to make choice. I would like to think it's my choice. If I choose to have the same veterinarian that just sutured my horse put a couple of stitches in my arm as while we're there. But I can't. I mean, I can't even, if you want to have a wart removed, you still have to see a doctor. And the problem is that the medical profession has got to the point where a lot of physicians become medical gatekeepers. Too many times people go to the doctor and they say, well, I can't do anything, but I'm going to send you to this other specialist, and you still get a bill. You can't get an x-ray without a doctor. You can't even get a prescription renewed without seeing a physician. Yet pharmacists are doctors of pharmacology, you see. So I think this is a problem that we're all involved in.
Hey, Pete, we're past our break time here. We're going to do
I'll
it. But I appreciate the phone call, because obviously you've got a lot here that you're talking about that we need, you know, that's going on.
Thanks for people to consider. That's all.
Yeah,
thanks very
absolutely.
Much.
You bet. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. Our guest, Dr. Mark Pierce, we're talking healthcare and the changes that the government's starting to lean into us. We'll be right back.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss the 2012 Boondocker Ball to benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. March 31st, join your friends for a 1940s USO-style event at the Reading Jet Center at Municipal Airport with social hour at 5:30 and dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Music provided by the Straight Ahead Big Band. Tickets are on sale now at Jones Ford on East Cypress and Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. You can also call 378-2280. More information at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I won't back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:56 in the morning, March the 20th. Tomorrow we're going to be talking. We're going to be talking about new programs to help people stay in their homes, for veterans to get homes for the first time, and with Kurt Larden, who is a realtor here in town who understands these programs. And we're also going to be talking, of course, about the Home and Garden Show. Our guest tonight is Dr. Mark Pierce. We're talking health care and medical care and Obama and the government. And one of the questions that came in from the chat room, I'm sorry there's so many, but this one is one of our chatters here said, I had an injury to my knee. They gave me 115 pain pills. I only needed four.
And yet, if I had taken all these, I'd have been hooked.
It's always fascinating to me. They really do write them for 115, and why it wasn't just 100, I tease a little bit. Pain medication has escalated in the last 10 or 15 years. There was a big movement a few years back because people with cancer, their pain was not being adequately controlled. So doctors were required to take educational classes on pain control. Then doctors were sued for not providing inadequate pain relief. And so consequently now doctors are erring on the side of providing more pain relief, and of course people get addicted and take advantage. Now I can't account for 115 pain pills on the first visit. That doesn't seem appropriate to me.
I think this was after they'd had maybe a surgery or something.
There is an adaptation to the use of pain medicine that occurs, but that does sound excessive out of the block. But part of the problem that the doctors just added up, you have a lot of patients, they're all calling in getting refills. If they don't get their refill in time, then they don't get their pain medicine. They run out of pain medicine, they have pain. Pain is awful. Boom, you feel bad or you have a lawsuit. That makes you kind of nervous.
Good things. There's a good things that have come
out of this, right? Good things is that Linda had a colonoscopy. No, I think that...
We have 8x10 suitable for framing.
I can only say that because she did it on the air. It is a good thing. Colonoscopy is one of the things that really does prevent cancers. I believe in it. I think that one of the good things is that now preventive health care services are being emphasized, and with the new plan, they are going to be without a deductible or a cost to the person to show up, and you should get your preventive care. It's going to cost some money, but it is at least trying to stop progression of disease.
Okay. So that was...
That's the positive side. But somewhere down the road, we all have to pay for that.
That's right.
Yeah, it's not like it's free. I mean, it's still being paid for.
Well, Dr. Pierce, we thank you so much for being on KCNR this morning and all your... And
thanks for TRICARE, introducing TRICARE.
I love your energy.
Your information.
Hey, that's what we have.
All right,
we don't have much else, but we do have energy.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, Carl and the Bot, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.